Good afternoon, and welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change and how today's choices affect tomorrow's community. This program is an extension and production of Action for Healthy Communities and provided in collaboration with KCBX. It's made possible through underwriting by Joan Geller Sargent, and I'm your host, Chris Kington Barker. The Central Coast Roller Derby is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the empowerment of women of all ages, and it's the first full contact and flat track roller derby team on the Central Coast. Founded in January 2006 by two local women, Heather Cross, a.k.a. Rotten Peaches, and Carrie Jones, a.k.a. Senorita Chiba, Central Coast Roller Derby is a charter member of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, the only international governing body to regulate interstate and international play for flat track roller derby. Since its conception, the league has hosted home bouts that have yielded over $50,000 in financial assistance for San Luis Obispo County charities. My guests today are Dawn Marie, a.k.a. Pinball, president of the Central Coast Roller Derby, and Alana Owings, a.k.a. Link, who is a skater, and one of the Derby's youngest players who aged up from junior roller derby. You too can join our conversation today by adding your comments and questions. You can do that by calling us at 805-781-3875. Again, 805 781-3875. And today, the two skaters with me, Pinball and Link, have brought tickets with them, actually, to their next game, which is this weekend. So if you have not experienced a flat track roller derby and you've got time on Saturday and you'd like to do that, well worthwhile, and you can call us and get some of those tickets.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty exciting game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thank you very much for coming in. And, empowering women, I got to admit, back in the 60s, mm-hmm. I watched roller derby in the Bay Area. It was the Bay City Bombers.
They still play.
I know they do.
One of our skaters is actually on their team.
Oh, really?
Yep, and she's been playing with them since the 70s.
That goes way back for me. Yeah. But yeah, I did skip school to watch some of those games. Now, I do need to be honest about that. But that's a whole different story. But
that's
so
funny.
I want to hear a little bit about how this came about. And you've been with them, Pinball, for quite a while, have you not, since the beginning?
Yeah, I've been with this league since it started way back in 2006. Do you want to hear how it started?
I want to hear what the thinking was. You know, all of a sudden, like, I want to go and, you know, just rollerblade and, you know, and hurt someone? I mean, what started this?
Yeah. Well, I guess kind of. So, Senorita Chiba and Rotten Peaches, I think they were watching the show on A&E about Texas Roller Girls. I think that was back in, I don't even remember when, like 2004, 2005 maybe. You might have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that was amazing and they wanted to give that a shot. And so they basically learned how to play by watching that show and started up a league. Our motto since the very beginning is cheaper than anger management, because we had some, they were inspired by like the rockabilly, you know, punk rock girls who didn't have another outlet.
Yeah.
And I remember Peaches was always like, well, it's better to beat people up legally than to go to jail for it on the streets. So basically, yeah, we get to beat each other up.
And it's not really what you would normally expect from ladies, girls.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. So what was it that attracted women initially to it? Because it's talking about empowering women. Mm-hmm. Were these women that were feeling disempowered in their lives?
Yeah, like when I started, there's definitely a different type of person who played. Like it was mostly the people who already felt connected to the punk rock or rockabilly lifestyle, but maybe knew they couldn't live out that lifestyle because, you know, you have to represent yourself a certain way for work. And so it kind of started
as... Tell me what the rockabilly lifestyle is.
Oh, like people who, I don't know, had tattoos and piercings and heavy music and like... Just not your like typical classy, well-respected.
Ladylike.
Yes,
less
not very
ladylike.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
You know, DIY was a big deal, like grassroots movements. Like we're all about using our efforts to help the community in one big ball. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I think the reason that's why I joined is because they said they were going to help all these different charities, and I was already involved in so many different charities. It was wonderful for me to have one location to help so many different charities.
One centralized way.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it was.
So it started up, and you got into defining how to become a league.
Yeah. So
okay. That took a little work.
It's been quite the process over the last 13 years. I don't even know if we have it quite figured out yet, honestly. But
not really,
it wasn't ran like a business really too much in the beginning. It was more like, you know, just a hobby where people got together as a social club, and everybody chipped in to pay for everything. And we ended up getting our name incorporated, and we just throughout the years have just added more and more to make it more of the business it is today. Because now, like, we didn't apply for our nonprofit status until, I don't know the exact dates, but it wasn't right away. It was after mm-hmm. a little bit. And we didn't join the WFTDA, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, until 2009. And that was the first time I feel that CCRD became an official organization. Like, that's when we started acting very official, I should say it that way.
So how do you reach out to people in the community? How do women find you to join you?
It's pretty easy. We're out and about often. But, I mean, we have our website, centralcoastrollerderby.com. And then we also have Facebook. Just look up Central Coast Roller Derby. We have Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. Those are the easiest ways. Or and, you can just email us.
And Link, you joined when you were how old?
So I was probably about 14, maybe, 14, 15.
And what drew you to roller derby?
That would be this lovely lady sitting right here.
Okay.
Just kind of went to one of their games once because we're family friends, so we've known each other for a while. And we got invited to one of their games. Uh-huh. So we went and watched and just saw her flying around the track, and I was just like, wow. This lady is amazing.
Aww.
I didn't even know you could do things like this. And afterwards, they came up and they're like, oh, we're starting a junior team. Do you want to join? And I was like, yeah. How do I do that?
Had you skated before?
I would rollerblade every once in a while, but I'd never really, like, quad skated before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still pretty new to me when I started, but I think I picked it up pretty quickly.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been doing it for now how long?
This is my 7th season, so about 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. Do most of the skaters stay with this for a while?
You know, it's getting more like that. It used to be like an average career in derby would be about 5 years. But
is that because of injuries or because of just
back
what
in
you
the
can
day,
physically
yeah.
take?
I think you just burn out because it's a lot of commitment. Like, you don't just mm-hmm. play. And we also, we practice 3 times a week. And then we also do our charity work. We all have a job, like a committee job within the league. We have to go to promo events, sell tickets. Like, it really starts taking you away from all the other things you like to do. Like, you fall in love with it, so you don't mind. But, like, eventually you start, you know, wanting to do other things outside
right.
of it. And that's usually why people end up stopping, is because they just want to go do something else for a while.
Yeah.
Some of those people come back later. Like, mm-hmm. we get people who return all the time after taking a year or two off. Or people have babies. We call it the 9-month injury. So they,
the 9-month injury.
So.
I guess it would be a little bit hard to be skating with a bump around the ring. Yeah.
You can. Yeah. You can absolutely. We don't stop you from playing. People play pregnant until their bodies just tell them they're done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I haven't tried yet. So I hope
I wouldn't recommend it.
I hope not to, but we've had a few of them keep going.
So the kinds of charities that you've made donations to, how do you pick those?
Well, those charities can come and approach us, and we get those a lot. But usually we just have a meeting at the beginning of the year and say, who do you want to help? And we all vote on our favorites. We've been sticking to pretty much the same ones throughout. Like, we're really big into helping CASA, and mm-hmm. we're really big into Jack's Helping Hand. Mm-hmm. That's our charity this month. We've done, well, Stand Strong, which was the women's shelter. We've always worked with them.
Right.
And Rise. Mm-hmm. And we do the Central Coast Autism Spectrum Center. It's just people in our league will pick a charity that they feel really, really heartfelt towards, and they want to help them. So they pitch it to our league, and we all vote, and we pick one for each game we do.
And the proceeds, and it's from sale of tickets, and is it also from concession sales? Or so, how do you come up with the money that you donate?
So 100% of our raffle ticket sales goes okay. to this charity, and then we try to match it with what we make in ticket sales.
And what do you raffle typically?
We raffle off little prizes. So each person in the league has to take turns finding donations for the raffle. You can either make it, buy it, bring it, or go petition local businesses for something. Uh-huh. So we get a lot of good donations from the community, and then we just raffle them off individually as a games. Sometimes we'll do the silent auction. Mm-hmm. So you can come and bid that way too.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just community-based donations typically.
And how many, you have different levels in your league, correct? You mentioned a junior league, mm-hmm. right? So are there different levels in terms of expertise or?
We try to. Right now our league is kind of new. So like a lot of
newcomers.
Yeah, we have a lot of newer mm-hmm. people. So like when I say new, I mean like they've been playing for less than 4 years, which doesn't seem new at all. But, you know, me and my derby wife and my actual husband, we've all been with the league since 2006. But after that, it drops off pretty significantly. We only have one other person who's been in for, I think, 8, 9 years, maybe 10. And then after that, it drops down significantly. So we're kind of starting over. But our first level is fresh meat. So when you first join,
fresh meat,
we call you fresh meat okay. instead of freshman. And so you go through a 12-week intense program where we teach you how to skate and then all about roller derby. And then after that, you become what do we call them after fresh meat?
I don't know.
I'm blanking on the name right now because we've been pushing them forward so fast.
No. Well, usually we just call them by their derby names at that point.
Yeah, you get your derby name after you pass your fresh meat assessments.
It's like a ritual.
Yep. And then you get drafted onto our home team,
right?
Which is the Microroosers. And then when you get good enough and skilled, you get allowed to try out for our all-star travel team. And that's the one that's ranked internationally. The Skate 05, but you have to try out, and there's only 20 spots, and not even all 20 of those people get to play. It's pretty competitive at that level.
All total, how many people do you have as members of the Derby?
Active skaters, we have 27, but that's within our league. We open up our all-star travel team to surrounding leagues, so anybody can come and try out for that. They don't have to be a member of Central Coast Roller Derby. But we have 27 active skaters right now, so all of those people plus outside people are fighting to get a spot on the travel team.
Are there enough teams to play against in the area?
Yeah, well, there's lots of teams around here now. Like, there's one in Santa Maria. They've branched off from us way back, I think probably 2008 or 2009.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
And they've been going strong. So we play them. We kind of are working back together now, but we used to play them often. But there's Bakersfield teams, Fresno, Monterey. They're all over the place.
And you travel to all of those places, or they travel here?
Both. Like this coming weekend, the San Francisco Shevil Dead are traveling to us to play the adults. And then the V-Town Derby Delinquents are coming. That's Visalia. They're coming to play our junior team. So we travel, and then we, we offer travel stipends. So when you go to another league, they kind of try to cushion the travel expense a little bit for you, and we do the same. It's, I don't know, it works out. It'd be nice if it was free, but it's
Yeah.
Is there a lot of expense for people that join the Derby that comes out of their own pocket?
Yes. It just depends on what level you want to be at. When you sign up, you know, you need the equipment, and I think that's your biggest initial expense because skates can be expensive. We're really lucky that we have a local sponsor here that gives us a really good discount.
Who's your local sponsor?
Derby Warehouse.
Okay.
So they hook us up very much, and that's been very helpful to our organization. But we try to hand down old gear as we're done with it, and then we donate that to the new skaters. Because when you go through the fresh meat program, you kind of tear it up. But, like, skates are the biggest chunk. Like, my skates that I have on right now are...
They're like 600,
yeah,
maybe?
And my last ones, were 900 because they got them right when they first came out. So, you know, you can't do that usually when you first start. But like a good pair of skates starting out, I would say like $150 to $200.
Yeah.
You can buy cheap ones online, but they don't work very well. And people try to save money. Like when I first started, I bought a $15 pair of skates from Big Five, mm-hmm. and the wheels fell off while I was taking my assessments. And I had to finish with three wheels on one skate.
It's impressive.
We would never allow that now. But, you know, you get what you pay for. So that's the biggest expense in the beginning. And then you have membership dues. Right now, it's $40 a month. Because that helps us cover the track time and helps pay for travel. And it costs money to be a league.
You have to pay the membership fee to the
WFTDA.
Okay.
And, you know, that's like $400 annually for us.
Yeah,
and then we pay hourly to rent Santa Rosa Park. And we have to pay more if we have to use the lights. And it just adds up.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it as affordable for our league members as we can. But we also have to be able to pay for everything.
Yeah.
We're cheap compared to other leagues.
Yeah. I'm Chris Kington Barker, and you're listening to Central Coast Voices on KCBX HD1 San Luis Obispo, KNBX HD1 San Ardo, and KSBX Santa Barbara. Central Coast Roller Derby is a 501c3. Nonprofit dedicated to the empowerment of women of all ages. Since its local startup in 2006, the league has also supported other nonprofits in SLO County by donating over $50,000 in financial assistance from funds it has raised. Today's show is about this unique organization and the gifts it brings to its athletes and the community. My guests are Dawn Marie Little, aka Pinball, president of the Central Coast Roller Derby, and Alana Owings, a.k.a. Link, one of the Derby's youngest players who aged up from Junior Roller Derby. If you have questions or comments today about Roller Derby, you just have some curiosity about it, or you want to comment about it, you can call us at 805-781-3875 and bring your voice to our conversation. Again, you can call us at 805-781-3875. You can also call if you want to get some free tickets to a game this weekend. Mm-hmm. They've brought those with them. Some questions about roller derby. What are typical questions that come up for you about roller derby? I'm sure you get...
Everyone asks if we always elbow people or mm-hmm. punch people. We don't.
In the game, you don't elbow people?
We're not allowed to do that.
Is that just bad form, or that's a
foul? It's illegal. All of our rules are based on safety because we don't want people to get hurt.
I would think it would.
Yeah, it hurts on its own. It's not that bad. We wear a lot of protective gear, but like elbows do end up getting thrown accidentally, and it happens. But you can't intentionally throw an elbow at somebody, or you'll get sent to the penalty box, serve your time, and come back after you thought about what you did.
And so elbows are a no-no.
Yeah, elbows are a big no-no.
Yeah, what else? What else are kind of some things that people think about roller derby? women's roller derby. Is it,
well, that's the thing. Is like they, too. It's all genders can play derby. It's not just women. That's one of the biggest things. We'll be trying to recruit men, and they're like, "Oh no, it's just for girls." And we're like, "No, it's not. Anybody can play roller derby." Our travel team is a women's team, so you have to either identify as women or a woman or binary, and then you're allowed to play. Like anyone who identifies as a female is allowed to play on our team. But we do have a co-ed team. Right now we only have one guy, so we're not really booking any games. But yeah,
it's
we
a work
do.
In progress.
Yeah. And then, but our home team, like we've had kind of co-ed, not intentionally co-ed, but like we're not going to, if a team shows up with a male-identified person on their team, we're not going to say they can't play. You know, we want everybody to play.
Does it make a difference if it's male-female mix in terms of the game or the way you skate or what you encounter?
Well, men play differently than women. Like, there's a different, I love it. I love playing co-ed, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty high up there skill level-wise.
I feel like it gets just, like, a little more intense.
It can. It just depends on the skill level. Like, a lot of guys who play, not all of them, but a lot come over from hockey.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they're already advanced skating skills. So that kind of automatically is up the male skill level. But, you know, like a new male skater coming in doesn't really change anything about the game. He's just like any one of us girls coming out and learning to play. I love it. Some people don't like it because they don't want men touching them while they're playing. Some people are uncomfortable with that. And that's why we make sure there's like separate, like we can have women's only, women identified only, and then co-ed.
Is the goal of the game to be physical?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I'm usually on the receiving end of that activity, mostly just because I'm the jammer, so I'm the person who scores the points most of the time. So, yeah, you have to really, like, push through these people. A lot of people call it, it's really similar to football, basically. Mm-hmm. So you have to use, like, almost every muscle in your body, and you're just engaging and pushing for, like, sometimes 2 minutes straight, which doesn't seem like a lot, but once you're out there,
mm-hmm. it's a long time.
Your energy goes. Like, it's pretty crazy.
So define the different roles on the team. You mentioned the jammer, and that's basically like a forward in another sport.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, or like the equivalent of the ball. So the jammer is the person with a star on their helmet who scores the points.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pivot who has a stripe. Mm-hmm. They're more of like a helper. And then there's blockers, which mm-hmm. just help keep the other jammer mm-hmm. back. So they don't score
and they're
points.
Trying to create yeah. space for you
exactly
to get through and keep the other people from blocking you out, right?
Exactly.
I love this game. I do.
It's pretty so fun. Yeah, you're getting you try to beat up the other team's jammer while you also help your jammer through, so it's like offense and defense at the same time.
Yeah, it's very definitely works the brain,
very physical and mental.
Yeah, that's
so you're doing this while you're physically skating in a circle, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So it can.
So you have to stay within the boundaries of the circle and not go out.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is there a physical track that you're skating on that keeps you in boundaries?
We have rope. We play flat track, so it's on the ground, but we just tape a rope down and you
okay,
feel
so
the rope.
Okay, so you can feel it when you go out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
So let's take some calls here. We've got Rosemary. Rosemary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Are you a fan of roller derby, Rosemary?
I was in the 1950s.
Wow, you beat me.
1953, when I was 10 years old, I wanted awesome. To be a roller derby skater so bad.
Why?
You were talking about a flat track. This was a bank.
Yes, exactly. Track. Yeah.
I love bank track.
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
Fun.
And one of the reasons that you mentioned was that it's cheaper than anger management.
Yep.
I didn't know about anger management classes back then, but
nope.
I could see that you could get penalized for things. But that you could elbow and you could do all kinds of stuff, you know, to knock your opponent down. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be a great way to get rid of some of my anger. because at school, I was a runt of a kid, but I loved sports and
Me
I loved
too.
Skating. We didn't have a lot of money, So we had one bicycle between three sisters.
Oh,
so
man.
One sister bicycled, two skated. So we were on our skates a lot.
I love that.
And I remember doing the hokey pokey on skates and, you know, trying to skate backwards and all that. But I got called dirty Mexican at school a lot. And the nuns would punish me if I fought back.
Aww.
And then I got punished by my dad when I got home. So I got punished twice for being called a dirty Mexican. So I thought, if I could get on the track and I could get rid of some of that anger, who's going to punish me?
Right.
Nobody.
Oh, it's a sport. That's what you're supposed to do, get faster than the other person. Anyway, that was my story. And if you do have a free ticket, I would love to go to a game and see it again.
Well, how about...
I haven't seen it on TV or any place for decades now.
How about four free tickets so you can bring some friends with you?
I don't know. Most of my friends are not into physical anything. walking. Two tickets would be fine.
You got it, Rosemary.
Do I come and pick it up at the office?
Do you live here? Are you here in San Luis?
I am. I'm only about a mile away.
Okay, so she'll leave them at the front desk.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Rosemary.
And I'm so appreciative of this group that has brought something back that I just had such wonderful. I didn't end up being a roller derby skater, but I was into sports. Through high school, I was an athlete in high school and GAA president and went on in college to be athletic. And then most of my life, even now, I'm still pretty active for 75.
Well, we're still taking new skaters, Rosemary. You can sign up anytime.
Yeah, and I like that you have your nonprofits. All of the names that you mentioned are dear to me, too. Aww.
Well, thanks for calling, Rosemary. Bye. You know, Rosemary, I think, speaks to what you were talking about empowerment. Mm-hmm. I mean, what she was describing was seeing something on television, feeling disempowered from being able to use her voice or do anything to fight back. And is that the kind of empowerment that you're talking about?
It's one of the kinds.
Women?
Yeah, people who feel powerless in other parts of their lives, or sometimes every other part of their life, they come to roller derby and they feel power. They feel authority depending on what they're doing. But when you're on the track, you have to be in control of yourself, and you have to group with the other players on your team and take control. It's just something you're required to do. And it's great for people who otherwise feel powerless.
Yeah. And, you know, what you were describing, Link, is that it really is about being empowered, having control, being in control of the function that you have, but working as a team. So there's something about being in control, having power, but not being a loner either.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's definitely like almost like a family setting, really. Once you join, it's not just a sport. It's honestly a family.
Yeah. And did that appeal to you when you were coming in at what? How old were you?
I was about 14.
14. What were you like at 14 that this was attractive?
I was a 14-year-old.
She was
rowdy.
Troubled. She was having a hard time with her family life.
Yeah. And fitting in?
I had just recently had to move schools. And so, I was just going through a lot. Depression and stuff. I suffer from depression. It just happens to run in the family, and it was just not a great time. And then I just found this place where I could go be myself. I made friends, and it just became a family setting, and I didn't even realize it. But, it was really great, especially during some hard times like that. So,
is the physicality of it, is that adrenaline from the physicality, does that really feel good, too?
Yes.
For you?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Is that something that kind of hooks you as well?
Yeah, we tell people, a lot of people are like, I'm having a bad day. I don't think I'm going to go to practice. And we're like, come anyway, skate it out. Like, you come in feeling miserable and hating life. And by the time you leave practice, you're like
just
smiling.
Giant smile.
Life is better and everything is okay. And you realize You got this.
Do individuals have to have skating ability in order for them to come in?
Because not with you mentioned, our
league. You mentioned that you would teach.
Yeah, so we take anybody. We have what we call fence dwellers because they don't have any idea how to skate, so they just hold onto the fence the whole time. You can start your very first day ever of roller skates at our practice, and we'll teach you. I love teaching people how to skate.
So. Well, let's take another call real quick here. And this is Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And you had a comment or question?
I do. I have been going into San Luis Obispo Parks and Rec Department periodically over the years to see if they have adult roller skating classes. And they always think it's a great idea, but they never actually have the classes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if the Central Coast group that you're talking to is interested in maybe having adult roller skating classes for people who aren't interested in derby competition, but would really just like to roller skate again for health and fitness.
We used to actually do that when we were able to play at the event center in Paso. We used to have regular weekly classes. I actually teach private lessons for people who just want to learn how to roller skate. And we're totally happy to set something up with more of the people in our league. But yeah, that's definitely something we're willing to do. Absolutely.
And how would someone get a hold of you, Pinball, if they wanted to get skate lessons?
You can message us through our Facebook group at Central Coast Roller Derby, or you could send me an email. It's just info, at centralcoastrollerderby.com. And I'm the one that gets those emails, so I'd be happy to help you out.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's a great question, Terry. Thanks for asking it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that for having lessons. So
you know, we always recommend that even people who don't want to play roller derby, they can join our Fresh Meat program.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 weeks. It costs $20 to do the whole 12 weeks.
Wow, really?
Yep. And so we start as the basic beginner skating skills, and we just evolve from there. And a lot of the people who come just to learn how to skate, they'll end up staying through the whole program, even the contact drills. But some people, they just stop before we start getting the contact. And they usually those people end up becoming members of our league because they fall in love too. But yeah, you don't have to commit to playing. You can join the Fresh Meat program. And then you'll have friends who are also learning how to skate. And there's no commitment.
And they don't need to be a rebel.
Mm-mm.
They don't have to have tattoos.
Nope.
They don't have to come up with a name. Right.
Get one in the Fresh Meat program. So.
Oh, you don't anyway.
Nope. Oh, you earn that one.
You earn that one.
We call you freshies. You're all freshies.
Great. You're listening to Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your public radio station from Salinas to Ventura and streaming around the world on the web at kcbx.org. I'm your host, Chris Kington Barker. The voices you hear with me today belong to my guests, Dawn Marie Little, a.k.a. Pinball, president of the Central Coast Roller Derby, and Alana Owings, a.k.a. Link, one of the Derby's youngest players who aged up from junior roller derby and is still at her craft. This show is live and you're welcome to participate in our discussion with your thoughts, comments, and questions by calling us at 805-781-3875. That's 805-781-3875. If you'd like to acquire tickets to this weekend's roller derby and see what it's about, they would love to give you tickets today. So call us and let us know. You know, you mentioned a couple of times about place. Now, one of the things that you've had difficulty with mm-hmm. is finding a standing venue, mm-hmm. one that you haven't had to be bumped around out of or wonky times.
Yep.
Or talk a little bit about what you're looking for as a venue. What do you need?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. So we used to skate at Skatemore in Paso, and then when that owner sold it, they wouldn't let anybody else take it over, sadly. So we lost our home. That was our home. Like, we would practice here at Santa Rosa Park still, and we'd practice at Del Mar Park. in Morro Bay, but we lost that one, and so we're only down to Santa Rosa Park, and this is an outdoor facility. What we're really looking for is ideally a warehouse style building. We need it to be a minimum of 70 feet by 100 feet is the track, you know. So we're looking at ideally like a 14,000 square foot building would be what we would need to host our events. Mm-hmm. But like 10,000 square feet is doable just to have a place to practice and regularly. Like it would just, we used to have so many people in our league. We had like upwards of 100 people because we had a home and we had a location and it was easy to juggle different teams practicing at different times. And we've lost that. And so our numbers are dwindling because we just don't have the way to take care of everybody.
Right.
So that would be ideal. Honestly, any slab of concrete that you can put us on a regular basis, we would take.
Indoor and outdoor?
Indoor or outdoor. Because right now, we only are guaranteed Sundays at Santa Rosa Park. That's our only guaranteed time slot. And we would prefer to have 3 days a week regular for our league and an additional day to have the fresh meat have their own practice time, because right now they're kind of just shoved over in the corner while we're practicing.
Yeah.
They deserve more than that.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, this is something that I think could, especially if you're doing things like lessons for mm-hmm. people, if there was somebody who had that kind of space, warehouse space, that could be used for multi-purpose, mm-hmm. that could do a donation of that space, right. or some,
we come with a very hefty insurance policy, yeah. also, so yeah. the liability is taken off of any owner, and we can add them and their building to our insurance plan or liability. And you know, we can pay too, even if you can't donate right now. We can afford to chip in hourly, weekly, whatever you need. Like that's just we just need. We'll skate on a basketball court. If you have a basketball court,
oh,
we
yeah.
will make it work.
Okay, great. So let's take a call from Beverly. Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
Hi.
You had
Hello.
A comment or
Hello.
Question, or
yes,
you want tickets?
I have a comment.
Okay.
And a request. I so enjoyed Rosemary's comments, and I'm also an elderly athlete, and
hey.
I've skated some, but not for a long, long time, roller skates and ice skates. But I was wondering if I just had this image of two old ladies who acted like they were, you know, I mean, giving some kind of a comedy relief might be an attractive thing for you to do to get other people who may not have ever been interested in the roller derby, the audience, to just enjoy, you know, and they could, I'm 79,
oh
and
my
Rosemary's
God.
75, it would be really, I thought we could be mascots maybe.
Yes,
and,
please.
And
maybe
join you guys.
new, what do you call it? New meat, or what did you call it? I don't know.
The fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
What?
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat, yeah. So anyway, I was thinking that that would be kind of funny, and I just wondered,
are you signing up?
That idea onto you.
Beverly, I had an idea a while ago where we had some of our local senior citizens dress up as cheerleaders, and we would call them fear leaders.
Fear leaders, I love it.
I would love that to happen. Are you signing up? Can I yeah. put your name
well,
on that list?
I don't know when I could come. When's the after this? When's the
we our next game next? Is August 24th, so we got a little bit of a break.
So what you can do if you want, Beverly, if you're on the internet, you can go to their website and send her an email with your contact information.
Yeah, I have something going this weekend, so I
okay.
can't go.
Okay.
But I would just love to do that and
well,
come
I'm,
and do your class.
What,
oh, that'd be great.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to let Tyler pick up the phone, and he's going to get your contact information. And we've got Maureen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago, so I apologize if you've covered this, but I was just kind of wondering, what are the ages of people that are playing roller derby these days?
That's a great question. Do you want to take that one, Link?
Yeah, I got this one. So anybody from like the age of 18 to 100 can play.
For the adults, yeah.
For the adults. And then for the juniors, I believe it's 7 to 8.
Three. We take 3-year-olds.
Three?
Yep.
Yep. Those tiny, tiny ones.
Skater tots. So 3 to 6-year-olds, we don't really teach how to play roller derby. We just teach them how to skate. And then 7 to 17-year-olds actually play roller derby.
And do you have like some middle-aged ladies tearing it up out there with you guys?
Yeah, I'm 39, and I'm not even the oldest. We are pretty broad spectrum in the age category. Our youngest is 19, 20 now, maybe.
Well, I'm 20.
You're all 20, right?
Yeah.
And then our oldest, I believe. I don't want to misage her. How old is Robin? She's in her 50s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So our average book is between 25 and 35.
Yeah. And there's a possibility they'll have 2 70-year-olds soon.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds like it. I do know 80-year-olds still playing roller derby very competitively. So there really is no age limit. Are you signing up?
Cool.
Are you going to come and sign up on Saturday?
I've definitely thought about a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm, that's great.
My family was not really athletic, but one thing that we did was we roller skated.
Ah.
And in the late 70s, we were street skating all around San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly campus. And I never got into the derby part of it, but I always thought, like, maybe that's my thing that I've never tried. So
you should do it.
Yeah, I'd love to just come and check it out and have a ton of respect for you guys. I saw a derby in Santa Maria about probably 10 years ago, and it was pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
We'll hop on the internet and send her some information, or Tyler can pick up your call and get your information.
What if I leave four tickets for you here at the station?
Would you like
to? I would love that.
Okay, great.
That's perfect.
Tyler, get your information. And hello.
Hello.
Hi, Billy.
How's it going?
Hi.
This is Billy Homicidal. I saw your name on the list.
Hi. You guys are doing great. And I'm really excited for all of our new members that we're going to have soon.
I know. Billy's one of our skaters, if you haven't.
And we're hoping we can get you a new home to skate from, too, so that you can continue to grow and get more, teach more people to skate. God, wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That's all our goal. So I had a question. I thought I'd have, like, a fun question because I know a lot about the league, but I actually don't know Pinball and Link's favorite memories of derby, so I'd love for them to share that with us.
I think that's a great question. we'll start with Link.
Oh, thank you.
Her memory's going to be shorter.
Yeah, so I was definitely not prepared for that question.
That's a good one.
Let's see. One of my favorite memories, I think, is probably going into my first derby game as a junior. We didn't know what to expect. It was our first game. We were like, oh, yeah, we really hope we win. Just the energy was really high. It was a really good game. I don't remember who won.
I
don't think it was us. But we definitely, like, went in there. We were all just a bunch of kids, teenagers. Went in there, played our game, played the hardest we could. It was really great. So that was definitely one of my favorite memories, just my first game. You don't really forget that feeling.
And it felt good to be connected to the other people.
Exactly.
And the energy.
Yeah.
And felt a little different than it felt before you came to roller derby.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
My life was so much better after I joined derby.
Aw.
That's great to hear. That's really great. She's got the biggest smile
I know.
On her face. She does. She's got the
derby.
Biggest smile over here. How about for you, Pinball?
I have a lot. I want to say when we were in the video for Slipknot, but I never actually made it into the music video because I couldn't skate very well. We did a music video. We've done a couple of music videos for bands.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we got invited down to Los Angeles to be in a Slipknot music video, but it was on the bank track, and I had just learned how to skate, and I couldn't get up on their track. And so one time in the video, you see the back of my helmet falling down, and that's my video debut. But even though I didn't make it in the video, that was like so much fun. It was such an awesome experience.
Yeah, pretty good. Good question. And what's your favorite memory?
I mean, it's so hard to choose, but last year we were fortunate enough to have both of our teams sort of an offshoot of Skate 05, which is our competitive team, and our home team, the Micro Bruisers.
Uh-huh.
And I was the captain of the Micro Bruisers at the time, and we went to a tournament together, and we, as the Micro Bruisers, so the home team, had had a rocky season. I mean, we always put our best foot forward, but when you're training up new people and we have new people coming in and out all the time, it's hard to get everyone to come together. But at that tournament, we were lucky enough to win the loser's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost our first game, but we won every single game after it. And it was probably the most hard-fought games we've ever played. And then the cherry on top of that was we got to play the effect of Skate 05.
Yeah.
And the Micro Bruisers won.
Yeah, they crushed
us. And that was probably the best moment of my entire derby career, was the underdogs won.
Yeah. That's great.
It was really a
It was a very
Rudy
moment.
It was like the best, one of the best moments of my life for sure. Like, everybody was just so happy and full of energy. It was like unbelievable, a movie moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
I cried so much. I've had to play against them.
Both teams were so happy for each other, mm-hmm. and to see the success and how our younger players and our new players came together to really just sort of beat everyone. It was really amazing. And I think derby is such an important sport. And thank you so much for having us on your show.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. I'm Chris Kington Barker with for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. If you just joined us and you want to hear earlier portions of this show, Central Coast Voices is recorded and shows are archived on KCBX's website at kcbx.org. You can also listen to them on iTunes. When you go to kcbx.org, you just go to On Demand and then Central Coast Voices, and you can listen to a whole number of our back shows and kind of catch up. Today's guests are Dawn Marie Little, a.k.a. Pinball, president of Central Coast Roller Derby, and Alana Owings, a.k.a. Link, a skater with Central Coast Roller Derby. We've been talking about Central Coast Roller Derby, a local nonprofit dedicated to empowering women of all ages and their mission to raise funds for other San Luis Obispo County charities. Today's show is live, and we have time for maybe one or two more calls. You can call us at 805-781-3875. Again, that's 805-781-3875. You can still call us and get tickets for this weekend's game. Pinball is giving those away like fire.
We have plenty.
Yep. And they'd love to see you, love to have you come out and experience flat track roller derby. Yep.
That, and we really want a big crowd for this one because we're supporting Jack's Helping Hand. And that's an important charity to me. So, ticket sales don't really benefit them, but so getting people in the door and participating in our raffle, that's how we can help this charity.
Isn't it more fun to skate when there's a big crowd too?
Way more fun.
Does the crowd get into it? I mean, do they pick their people that they're rooting for?
Definitely.
Do you have like followings of people that are, you know, you're like the pinball wizard people, and you've got the linked up people.
Link is becoming a new crowd favorite. Everybody loves her.
And so, you know, you're small, and I can just envision you kind of squeezing your way in there, kind of like that.
Definitely, yeah, that's what I do.
Snakey mouse.
I squeeze through people. I do a lot of jumping and twisting, and people seem to enjoy that.
And so let's go ahead and take a call here. This is Suzanne?
Jane.
James?
Jane.
Jane. Boy, he's testing me. Jane, is that you?
I'm on the air with you.
Hello. Hi. What, you had a comment or question?
I guess so. I definitely want tickets.
Oh,
yay!
Yay!
You call it a game, or you call it a match, or what do you call it?
About.
I like that. And it's on, when is it?
So it's this Saturday. There's two games. The juniors play at 5 o'clock, and the adult team plays at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And your ticket gets you into both games.
Oh, okay. Great.
So are you going to, can we count you in?
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yay.
She's excited. And did you have a comment too? Or a question?
I think I got cut off.
Oh,
I'm back. Okay. So I haven't been to one of these games since about 2006. It's been a long time.
You probably saw me.
Yeah, I have a friend who used to play. Her name was Vixen?
Oh, Vixen. Yeah, we have a new Vixen now, but yeah, Jay.
Oh, you guys passed off the name. I love it.
Yeah, Vixen and I started together at the same time. Everybody used to confuse us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't believe it's been since then.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And when do you guys practice?
Right now we practice Tuesday and Thursday evenings and on Sunday mornings.
And if you want to get into this game, you can still sign up. Tyler's going to take Tyler's going to take your information for your tickets.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Thank you. See you Saturday.
And this is hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Mark. Mac. Hi, Mac.
Yes. And I'm in Paso Robles.
Hi, Mac. Did you want tickets?
Yeah. No, actually, I have a question. I've been listening for a while, and I'm driving right now, but what happened to your ability to use the Paso Robles Event Center? I'm in Paso, and I've been here for 45 years, and I don't understand. So I just wondered, I mean, were you just told that no more?
It wasn't that we were told no. It's just our practice venue, they wouldn't reinstate it as a roller skating rink, but for the game-wise, they just raised the price too much where it became just too unaffordable for our organization. And we would have had to charge $50 a ticket to be able to cover the cost. We didn't want to do that to our fans.
Yeah, so, I don't blame you. On the side, they've done the same thing to the horse. My wife and I are into horses, and they're basically chasing most of the horse shows out for the same, using the same technique. So when I heard that, I thought it might be that because I don't know, some of us, it's very disappointing. I'm sorry it happened to you guys. So
yeah, we really miss playing there.
But I'm glad you're really great to listen to.
Oh, thanks so much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Mark, and good luck with not getting booted out with your horse guys.
Yeah, stick with it.
Well, most of the shows most of the shows are leaving. They're going to Idaho. They're going to Oregon.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's pretty sad. But anyway, you girls have a great season. And
thank
you.
Thanks, Mac.
You. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Or Mac. So what do we want to, I want to go back to the different players. You were describing some of them.
Yeah.
And so we've got
jammers, blockers, and a pivot.
And the pivot does?
They're kind of like the helper. They play more offense, a little more often than defense.
Whoops.
That scared me.
Tyler took care of that.
Yeah, so they'll play offense a lot of the time. They're still a blocker, so they mostly do the
defense.
And then how do you pick your position? Is it how you skate, what you're better at?
It's kind of a mixture of everything, what you think you want to do, what people think you're better at. And you get an option. You can be both. You can either jam or block.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much whatever you want to do and what you think you're the best at. And then just whatever we make, the coaches think you're pretty
yeah,
good
we
at,
make everybody try and learn everything.
And exactly. There's a lot of strategy to this game.
It's all strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of strategy. Like,
I mean, it's not elbows and, you know, throwing your hips into people and trying to hurt people. It really is strategy about how to win the bout.
Yeah, but we have plays. It's like basketball and football. You have plays that you do, and different people are responsible for different jobs on the track when we're playing. Like the pivot, like Link was talking about. They're playing offense while playing defense, but they also have to be ready because they can become the jammer. The jammer can pass them their helmet cover and they take over. So that person, you know, they're organizing what's happening and have to be very vigilant and aware that any moment they might be tasked to become the jammer.
So you can actually become another player in the
just
field.
Just the pivot. The pivot is the only one who can switch jobs. The jammer gives up their jammer status and becomes a blocker in the pack.
And this is not a boring game. This is not a slow game. It's not a
for a
game.
While there it got a little slow, but they've adjusted the rules so that doesn't really happen anymore. So it's pretty active, pretty fast paced.
So real quickly, wrapping up in a minute, what do you want to make sure that you get out to the audience?
Come see us play on Saturday.
Okay, and you're playing at Santa Rosa Park.
Yep. Doors open at 4 o'clock. First game's at 5. Tickets are $5. If you go to our website, you can buy them. If not, you pay $10 at the gate on Saturday.
Okay, and if you're still looking for a venue, if somebody has some ideas, go to your website,
send an email
to you. You're giving skate lessons from 3 years old to 103.
Yep.
For the two ladies in their 70s, you're now the cheerleaders.
Yep, we'll take you.
And they want you on their team.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Congrats to you for getting into the big leagues here.
Thank you.
Yes. And I want to thank all of you for listening to today's show. My guests have been Dawn Marie Little, a.k.a. Pinball, president of the Central Coast Roller Derby, and Alana Owings, who is a.k.a. Link, and one of the Derby's youngest players who aged up from Junior Roller Derby, showing that it can be done. Your kiddos, too, can do this. Next week, you can join Fred Monroe. He'll be your host, and he'll be coming back from Live Oak, so I'm sure he'll have plenty to talk about. And I'm Chris Kington Barker. Thank you for joining us on today's show, Central Coast Voices.